Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Yo, remember back on the Bully when cats used to harmonize like yo. My men and my women, don't forget about the dame. This is not the most decaying, yo. About a thing,
Feel real good when you're here. And make two shots in the atmosphere.
Looking for your friend, the one you let hit it and never called you again. Remember when he told you he was about to bend the man? You act like you ain't him, they give him a little trim to begin. How you think you really gonna pretend like you wasn't down and you called him again? Plus when you give it up so easy, you ain't even fooling him. If you did it then, and you probably can. Talking out your neck, saying you're a Christian, a Muslim, sleeping with the gin. Now that was the sin that did Jezebel in. Who you gonna tell when the repercussions spin? Showing off your ass cause you're thinking it's a trend, girlfriend. Let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gin, baby girl. Respect is just a minimum. Nigga, you still defending them now. Lauren is only human. Don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. Let it sit inside your head. A million women in Philly sin. It's silly when girls sell their souls because of sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails up out Koreans. Come again. And his hymns and his women, him and his men. Come in the club like hooligans. Don't care who they offend, Papa Yang.
Like you got yin.
Let's not pretend. The one that packed pissed out by the waste man, crissed out by the casement. Still in their mother's basement. The pretty face man, claiming that they did a bid, man. Need to take care of their 3 or 4 kids. In the facing court case when the child support late. Money taking, heartbreaking. Now you wonder why women hate men. The sneaky silent man, the punk domestic violence man, the quick to shoot the team and stop acting like boys and be men. How you gon' win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? Come again. Yo, come again.
Welcome, welcome. TM Hyman Radio Live.
Money Monday. Thank you for joining us. It is 9:04 p.m. on the East Coast and 6:04 p.m. on the West Coast. And those are y'all in the middle. Just go ahead and figure it out. I am Madam Boston, if you don't already know that. And I am joined by the lovely Hot Chocolate out of Plant City. Welcome, my madam.
I am here. What's up? Happy Money Monday, everybody.
Yes. You know, we are talking about should you loan your significant other money? Now, that's a hot topic. So before we even get it, before I see hands, I see your, we're going to get to you. We're going to get into this. Like, because it's a touchy subject to me, too. I mean, I think I asked you, I think you and I were just talking about it. Like, give me, just give the people a taste of, are you a yes or a no? Are you on the fence?
All right, well, let me tell you this first. The actual concept of the question came from not only Facebook friend of mine, but a friend of mine from school. We actually went to Norfolk State together, so shout out to Nicole Chocolate Girl Wright on Facebook, but he Wright, my Philly home girl, and she posed a question on her page as to whether or not women should loan men that they're dating money. So I thought that we would kind of broaden the perspective a little bit and include, you know, men or women, just, you know, in the relationship phase, should you loan money? Now, it seems almost one-sided where most females will say, agree with the fact that they shouldn't have to borrow money from their significant other, that, you know, maybe it comes as a part of the allowance package, or, you know, I really don't know how to phrase it or how everyone is looking at it, so I'm not even going to go there. But, most women that are on this answer feed of hers, I'll say, agree with the fact that women should not loan money to men, but it is expected that men will just give women money. And then there are some others that, you know, really stood their ground and stood up for what they believed in, and that wasn't it. So throughout this time frame, we'll explore those answers as well as your answers out there in TMI Radio Land. And if you want to weigh in, it's 917-889-3926. Hopefully shortly we'll be joined by TM the General himself and Save James. What you want to do, Madam Bassam? We going to rock today here?
Yes, we're about to walk on green with some Kurt Cobain's in French Montana. So we are here talking the other side of this. And TM, you said you're live.
Money Monday.
I met a girl that's with it. I got phone numbers and pictures, room keys, all up in my pocket, no wallet, cause shoot. Girl, I walk on green, and if she with me, she with my team. She too turned up, she on my lead, and you can call it PGA because I walk on green. If she moving my speed, jeans all on her clothes, point guard on my team, she be playing her role. Keep it real low-key, she ain't trying to get known. I love a young, that be down to get the dough. I made that money, I bought me a seat, a bad ass, brought him on to the scene. I got that drink, I mix that lean, then throw that money up and then I walk on green. I got purple drink in my cup. I just drink, smoke till I'm gone. Tell him I'll be back next month. I just seen the game and I played it. Most of the time I was faded. I ain't asked if she came with. She just seen the ice and skated. I'm just going ham in that field. I'm just walking on that green. Threw about 20 grand that L. Told her walk up on that green. Talking pop that. Roll cup full, getting big. Started from a dollar, now I'm making M's. Walking on that green. Started with dirty money and walking off clean. Suited, Sam Rose
I stay suited, gone off the lane. I be faded with my homie Kurt. Montana coke boys always going to work.
I made that money.
What's up, world? It's your girl Toya, and you are tuned into TM Hymen Radio. Don't you dare move. Real talk, real people, real times. TM Hymen Radio.
That's right, and we are back 9-10 p.m. on a Money Monday. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate, joined by Madam CeeLo Boston, and also just joining us in the studio are our boy. I always try to find a real descriptive, nice and flowery, fluffy, you know, wing flapping, cape flapping type of introduction for him. But I could just say our dude, our man, Save James, welcome to the show.
What's happening? What's happening? Sounds like you learning to love me.
Whatever. You all right.
That's what that sounds like. You finally said, man, whatever.
You
all right. I ain't just doing no more, man.
Whatever.
I guess he lost. He consistent with it. I guess he.
Yeah, you can't. You really can't help but, you know, can't help but love.
I tell you, that's the thing though. That's what I said before though, man. There's no gray area with me, man. It's just in black or white, man. Love it or hate it. I'm not. I don't pull punches like that. So, you know, I'm not best. You know, it's just me. Let's have a good time.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Okay. So, everybody who's just joining us. Okay, so the question posed is, should you loan your significant other money? Now, Hot Chocolate gave us her summation of it. Well, not all of it, but some of it. I want to get your point of view, Dave, because, and I know you just joined us, so you didn't get to hear the part of what Hot Chocolate was saying, but I think your input is going to be heavy in this segment.
Mm-hmm. Well, my input is always heavy. You know what I'm talking about?
There you go.
But,
there you go.
What?
There you go.
All right, so should you loan your significant other, and it doesn't state whether married, you know, partner or otherwise, just your significant other, money. Should you loan the money?
It's case sensitive. You know, let me be clear by saying that there's nothing wrong with doing it. You know, that's what you should be there for, your significant other, whether it's boyfriend, girlfriend, fiance, husband, wife. Theoretically, you should be there for them, theoretically, on paper, okay? But as I previously stated, it's case by case.
Right, true enough.
You know, yeah, and that's bottom line. I mean, me, you know, me being married, yeah, that's a no-brainer. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, she needed,
well,
I got it, she got it. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no me, it's supposed to be us. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, again, say, let me catch you up to where this whole topic kind of came from.
Yeah, because maybe I'm being too soft on it, you know?
No, I mean, not even soft, but he only really has one perspective as to where the question
Yeah, let me know where this story
relevant.
Stemmed from. Yeah.
Right.
Give me that.
Right. One of my homegirls on her Facebook feed last week asked the question, should females loan men that they're dating money? Now, to broaden just the perspective a little bit, that's why we said, you know, both men and women in this case, what we're discussing tonight. But her question was more so posed in a, like I said, quote-unquote dating arena. And then maybe, you know, different scenarios were posed out in this list of answers, and there are quite a few. But it was more so a short time frame of dating. And, you know, a lot of, like I was telling CeeLo, a lot of the perspectives from the women was that it's acceptable for them to accept money from a man, but by no means should they loan money to a man. So,
Well,
yeah. That's where I came from.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't mean to cut you off here. I just... I've seen so many different perspectives just in life, period. And then I have seen it, the most ridiculous where there are... that's why I laughed when you said because you were married, that's why, you know, it's kind of like expected almost. And I only laugh not at you, but the simple fact that there are people out there who are married who actually borrow money from their spouse and are expected, if not made to, pay the money back. And to me, that is the most, it's ridiculous to me. Because it's like when you get married or whatever, I would assume that everything that you have, everything that she has, and vice versa would, you know, come to one. So it's like,
okay, I get where you're coming from. I get where you're coming from. When you put it in that perspective, I have a different take on it.
Okay.
Like I said, all that I said, you know, previously was theoretically. That was best case scenario. Granted, all systems go, ceteris paribus. You know, that was the guidelines.
Oh, my God.
Well, y'all ain't up on the ceteris paribus? Y'all not with me on that, ceteris paribus? Okay.
Yes,
go look it up for all our listeners. If you don't understand what ceteris paribus means, go look it up. It's in the dictionary. But anyway, so.
You know what? Don't get musically turned off. What? Go ahead.
Now, I'm saying, in all seriousness, I'm saying all systems go, you know, money's good, whatever, whatever. It's able to be done without batting an eye. Now, if you are with a person and both of y'all know y'all living check to check, then, yeah, I understand there could be some guidelines behind that loaning of the money. If you know I ain't got it and I know you ain't got it and I'm still asking you for it, then, yeah, and then on top of that, in any arena, I would believe that that's a fair set of parameters to place around it. You know, I get paid every 2 weeks, or you get paid every 2 weeks. You know, we're making it. We're not living how we want to, but we're surviving. If you're just in survival mode, then I understand that, okay, money lent out needs to be paid back. I get that. But if, you know, if y'all eating well and everything is like that, you know, like I said, that's another story.
Right.
Well,
let's
jumpstart the conversation a little bit more by throwing in some of these 94 comments that ended up on my friend's feed. Of course,
okay.
We won't go through all of them, but I will go say it again.
Oh, no, I was going to say, but before you do that, I was going to go ahead and go into some music, let these people, you know, y'all get y'all feedback together because we want to hear from y'all. 917-889-3926. We want your feedback on this on this significant other situation because they are, you know, different perspectives. Or, you know, you could be doing, you know, like the music tells you to do. They may be having to twerk for it. So, we're going to come back.
What? Yeah, I mean, that's another set of circumstances. Another set of circumstances you got to consider.
I mean,
hey,
yeah.
Guess what? Quirky.
Trick me
on. I'm already alive.
Quirky.
Yo! You don't know! This time when we come here, we come to flatline everything in that is bunk! Till class done! For real!
Big man! Women talk! Here where you fit though! Shut your mouth! Listen close, what we come for though, shut it down. Legal shot, no touch a bun. Enough excitement, see them frightened, fast them wire run.
Come here girl, we are though, what a guan, done with that. Dirty wine, don't matter right, beat a lick you. Make it clap, one go take it off, set the trap. Don't fight it now, your skin tough. You don't panic, one go fuck it till you broke it up. So exotic. While you suck it, watch me fuck it up. So we have it. Party big, watch me love it up. Bend over and spread and make me sticky teen and butt it up. Twerk it, 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 twerk it ready, right. Watch the way me stick you. Welcome.
You don't know.
Let me make your friend a weird feel. Hold on there. Your man vex, vegetate the boy. Shoot one. See my gun will evaporate the boy. Leg of that. See how it sound? Whang. Level that. Down to the ground. Bang. Love at that. You don't know. Best of the best. Pretty girl. Only for body and only for breast. Physical. All you are dropping. No one could attest. Digital. With Instagram it till them get a rest. Twerk it, 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 twerk it,
twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk
it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk
it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk
it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it,
twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk
it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it,
twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it,
twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it,
twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it,
twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it And especially if y'all not married and that situation shows up and then it's not honored, yeah, you know, it's going to be cause for static. But if you're dating, I wish I would give a chick money when I'm dating. I wish I would. The most they're going to get from me, real talk, is if we go out and it's on me. You know what I'm saying? Like, by the time it gets to the word is mine. By the time it gets to the gift buying and all of that stuff, then we're a serious item. We're exclusive with each other. I'm not going to be buying no gifts for nobody. Yeah, whatever. Not buying no gifts for nobody. Hey, call it what you want. I'm not buying gifts for nobody. And men, I believe, will concur to a certain extent that when you're in the single dating game, I don't believe that there's a cause for a reason to substantiate financial donations. I mean,
we're talking
about,
you know, she's short on the bill, whether it's cell phone bill or whether it's light
bill
or, you
know,
I'm not,
my thing is this, I know I'm not the only one that you call on a cell phone. Why am I going to help, promote that behavior? I know I'm not the only one you call on the cell phone.
Wow.
I'm just saying, you want the perspective of a man. This is what I would believe
okay.
The average man, and you know what I'm saying, I'm biased because probably this is how I thought, but at the end of the day, I ended up, you know, winning in the situation, not being played for the fool, because I've seen it happen to so many people. I know the formula. You know what I'm saying? Once you find a weakness, they're going to hit at it and keep on hitting it until the cracks, and, you know, not me. I've seen it.
Okay. Well, that is a very interesting perspective. What we're going to do, like
that's
I said,
logical.
Is what?
That's logical.
I mean, okay, whatever. Okay, it's logical. I'm not saying that it's not. But we're going to get interactive and, you know, throw in some of, like I said, our Facebook responses, and there are 94 of them. So we will touch on both men and women, both, you know, pro and con. Laura Hargrove Watlington, her perspective is, she says if it's a serious relationship, then yes, she can. If it's not a serious relationship and she knows he's not going to be a future, then no. But she wants to ask how much money is being made, or how much money are you really talking about loaning? She said that she's speaking from experience. She was dating a guy going on 2 months. His water got cut off. He asked if she could help out. She gave him $100 in exchange for that. She took collateral of a DVD player and a jersey. He never paid the money back. Wait, hold on. He never paid the money back, and she kept his belongings. Her other example is that she was in a 5-year relationship with a different guy. He asked for $100, and she just gave it to him. She says that he was a potential husband, and although they didn't end up getting married, she didn't see anything wrong with doing that. So to make her long story short, fresh relationship, no. Nobody should be exchanging finances. She says that she feels like you would owe this back, or she would, you know, owe it back to her later or to the person later. But a serious relationship, yes. But don't be no fool, ladies. Paying off his bills, getting cell phones in exchange for him, and vice versa. That's married life, she says. So, thank you, Laura, for your perspective on that.
But that's very parallel to what I just stated. That's what I'm saying. You know, the serious relationship, like I said, that's not a problem. I probably won't have an issue doing it regardless. But then again, you got to know who you're involved with. If you know my is a reform, get money girl, you know what I'm saying? Like, those tendencies may still show. If you were the first experiment for her not being who she used to be for the past 10 years, those colors, you can't change the zebra stripes. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you got to know who you're dealing with. Same thing go for the guy, for the girls. You know what I'm saying? For the ladies.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you know homie's past, is check it when it comes to that kind of situation, whether firsthand experience or word of mouth. You know what I'm saying? Take heed. Don't be mad. You know, fool me once, well, how's it go? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, you know. Bush said, and if they fool you again, well.
Not well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it is what it is. You got again. You know what I'm saying? Put your helmet on next time. So you don't get beat.
Joe Frazier on Facebook says, no, you shouldn't, but it really all depends on where your trust is. So, again, a little something parallel to your perspective, Steve, as far as, you know.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's all I'm saying, man. It's just logical to me. It just makes sense.
Yeah.
It just makes sense.
I, you know, and then I agree with both of you. I agree with both of y'all. Because, again, it's on different parallels. Because, yeah, see, I'm a nice person, too. If I have it and you rock with me like that, you got it. Like, you don't even have to ask. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially if we're communicating, there, you know, unless it's just something I just don't know about. But I don't know. Yeah, it depends on, like, if I just met you, no. If you're standing up light, you know, with a sign.
If on our second date you're asking me for bill money, that's a problem.
That's what I'm talking about right there. Some chicks could be bold enough to kind of try to pull that stunt. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, I don't believe that that's just a smart choice. That's all I'm saying. You know, I'm not knocking anybody who does it. It's not a smart choice in my book.
Now that I would have to agree with.
Yeah.
9:31 p.m. here on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Take a break, and as TM Hyman would say, pause for the cause. And we'll come right back with some more perspective from our Facebook friends, as well as more perspective from each other. TM Hyman Radio Live.
I'm the one, but who doesn't? Comes with the territory when you buzzin'. A ball player saw you a dream, ain't do nothing. Couple rappers under your belt, but who's judging? I ain't tryna guide you hands on Bible, but Instagram pics show more than side views. $30 new cat suits is not cute, and 50 comments on errors is not fluke. So no cuffin', no buns in the oven. If my girl call your phone, she just bluffin'. As long as you and I both know, we just fuckin'. If anybody else do ask, we just nothing.
Boy, you got that fist in the morning. You got that thing to make a girl feel hot. Oh, boy, you got me lonely. Just say the words, I'll do anything you want. Boy, let me love you.
Hey, mama, come with the shata, with the Givenchy tapa, shoe Balenciaga. If you act right, I can match you up proper. If it's about a dollar thing, big like Papa. Introduce your exes to my chopper. Don't listen to your best friend, she don't matter. You know she wanna be you in that vehicle, riding a see-through V1, V2, Chanel or Celine, however I see you. Christians or Chloe's, damn, them C's too. You know I play fair, I'm daddy daycare. I know it ain't cheap for you to lay here.
Boy.
Get past the nonsense and be honest. All the ones I sponsor clear my conscience. Can't commit the crime without accomplice. We both to blame, let's push the shame behind us. On the DL, pushing my brother CL. Meet you at the spot, you had 10 on the TL. It's only right you shake them phony types and embrace the kid like my bracelets did. I'm from the era where the money come fast. Blow it all cause the money don't last. While I'm broke, looking puppy dog sad. She in that new purse saying, honey, don't ask.
Boy, you got that fix in the morning. You got that thing to make a girl feel hot. Oh, boy, you got me lonely. Just say the words, I'll do anything you want. Boy, let me love you.
Archie, baby. I just wanna get your attention. Thank you. I really wanna be all up in your head. Yeah. Cause what I got, you gon' wanna get done. Yeah. But girl, that's only if you ain't scared. And I won't knock, won't win no bet. You just move that bottom up in your head. I'll get you hot, I know you won't so well. You already know what it is. Yeah. And girl, tonight we're gonna do a lot of sex dance. Yeah, can't nobody do your body like this. Oh, I won't knock, won't bring no bells. You just broke that bottom up in the air. That I'll get you hot.
The high got a army, the ride got a horny, now the rise like a She's doing freaky things while the engine go boom. Rollo, we don't need a room. No, she could go while I look up at the moon.
Cause I'm on white man, 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 cause I'm
car, dash, rims, wheels, car, dash, rims, wheels, car, dash, rims, wheels, car, dash, rims, wheels.
White man out.
Totally dude, the best wanna watch is totally rude. I beg your pardon, but the Benz is so huge. I mean, it made busy. We closing curtains like it's Moulin Rouge. Yeah, I do the honors. I strip your Prada, Dolce & Gabbana. Make it rain and call it a baby shower. Now wipe me down, cause I'm on. And yeah, I ring bells like that kid named Sean now. Yeah, I had to laugh. 2 million ringtones, had another half. Y'all boys going through the man. Now that's what the fuck I call bringing crack back.
Cause I'm on white man, 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 cause I'm on
hot drop, drop, top, top, drop, drop it like it's hot, yeah.
White man out.
You see this ice on my wrist, high glitz, soon as the light hit, you can't lie to ice stick.
White man out.
Purple got me smelling funky, red monkey, $500 on them, you ain't seen these yet.
White man out.
Beating, you can hit me way around the corner, paint wet with the 24 on it, that's a bet.
White man out.
With the pen, four pipes on the M. When y'all little dudes see me, before you smile and grin, you know it ain't a game. I told you it ain't a game. LV on the buckle, YSL on the frame.
Wipe it out.
This is real talk.
Yeah,
stainless steel.
Yeah, yeah.
I'ma put the work in, but when I pass it off,
what?
Trying to cuff her, I just need a couple minutes. Red Bull and Guinness, do my thing, let her
wipe it out.
Then I'm finished.
Uh-huh.
Kiss is a menace.
Yeah.
Nah, you ain't seen these airs if I'm in them. Polo shirt, yeah, all denim. Sickles on my neck and hand. Better check your man.
Woo.
It's brand new, so I doubt if this could jam. Don't even ask who the best is. Yes, I am. I'm a winner, therefore I can't lose. Shoulders in the chest, first in the pants.
White
man
out. Chest, pants, shoes. Shoulders, chest, pants, shoes. Shoulders, chest,
life.
Pants, shoes.
Fox
shoulders,
man, yo,
chest,
man, you
pants,
know
shoes.
White man out.
What's up, world? It's your girl Toya, and you are tuned into TM Hyman Radio. Don't you dare move. Real talk, real people, real times. TM Hyman Radio.
That's right, that's right, that's right. What's up, everybody? Oh, if y'all are just joining us, we have been talking about should you loan your significant other money? And it's what, 9:43 p.m. here on the East Coast? Somewhere about 6:43 p.m. on the West Coast, and everybody in the middle figure it out. And you guys have been giving some good feedback. And you're reading some comments from the Facebook comment as well, right?
Yes, yes, from the Facebook comments that actually started the question. So I think I'm going to jump into a little bit more of the male perspective. So
thank
one
you.
Of the young men says, okay, I got you, babe, all right. One of the young men says, friendships with partners, treat it like a business. We associate and share experience, fun, maybe sex, but if it's not investing in a real future with that person, it's all business. And a dude or chick is going to approach it subconsciously like it is a business. You don't give away money if you're not flipping it. That's not business sense. Another young man. Well, hold on, because I'm going to give you one more to add to that. And I'm going to have to edit it just a little bit. Y'all on some BS. If you needed some cash and he's your man, you wouldn't be okay asking him and expecting him to give it to you. If the shoe is on the other foot, you're going to say no. If I ask anyone for money, especially my lady, I've exhausted all of my possibilities and would love for her to help me out.
Yeah, see, some men, but see, that's the thing, though. Like, some men have a problem. Like, I've met men that won't ask a woman for nothing. Like, if they don't have it, they'll just go without. And then you have some men that have no problem asking anybody for anything. You know what I'm saying?
Much less men or women, right? Anybody.
Like, mama, uncle, you know.
Honestly, that's how I would say that's pretty much my standpoint on that also. Like, you know, if I got to go to my lady, then, you know, everybody else that said no already ain't got it. You know what I'm saying? If it come down to it, you know what I'm
right.
saying? If I know that still got that ace in the hole, then so be it. But you don't know, we don't always want to play that trump card. You know what I'm saying? It's just, that's a delicate situation. You know what I'm saying? So it can turn things funny. Money changes people. You know what I mean? Whether we like it or not. You know what I mean? Money changes people.
I've lost friends behind money, and
absolutely.
Not even, you know, and the thing is that not even on my part of it, like my most recent, I had a young lady, well, she's like 10 years younger than me. Like when I met her, it was through music. Long story short is, you know, so there was some sort of history there. So when she came to me saying she needed somewhere to stay, you know, I let her come stay, you know, or whatever. I didn't charge her a lot, but she had owed me money before I even let her come stay here, which was a total separate situation. Long story short is...
I've been in that situation before, too. Go ahead, though.
Yeah, and the thing is that I got some of my money back, but I had to take it back, and when I took it back, she got upset. And so we no longer speak. And, of course, she left my house, you know, shortly thereafter. But, you know, and in that instance, it was one of those, you know, people do change. You know, it was everything was cool when she needed me, but when I needed it back, it was like, and she knew my situation. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, wow. But, yeah, it does change people. And she and I weren't, you know, she wasn't my significant other or anything like that, but luckily I just haven't had that that loan situation happen between myself and someone I'm in a relationship with.
Right.
Yeah, but I don't see, my thing is, though, even if I am in a situation where I feel like I say, okay, I have to loan, I mean, can I borrow money? If I'm going to ask to borrow money, then that's going to be, like, an amount that I could pay back, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's like, actually, you shouldn't feel funny having to ask your significant other for anything. It's why they're your significant other. But then on the other hand,
yeah, but like,
if that person isn't good with money, you know what I mean, do you still loan them money, you know, or even deal with them in that right? But you still love them, you know?
But I think that goes back to the level of the relationship. You know what I'm saying? That's why I say it's case sensitive.
You can't say that for one
case that doesn't mean the same for another. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's all it is. It's case sensitive. There's no right or wrong answer for it. If you say, nah, hell no, don't get nobody no bread, you know, if you're talking about you just met a bro, you know, last night, or you just met a dude the other night, yeah, of course. That rule applies all the way across the board. But if y'all, you know, committed, been through some things, you know, whatever, if y'all just starting to get to that point where you see how much you could trust them, you know, there's different circumstances that may bring that situation up, you know. That could be the test to see if, you know, if this person trustworthy enough for me to, you know, keep letting this person into my world. You know, it could be
right.
Something like that. Different stands for different folks, you know what I'm saying?
Very true.
Well, let me ask this. Okay, so say in a sense that you are in a situation and your significant other borrows $1,000. And you say, okay, I'll give it back to you when I get paid. You know they're paid week, the whole nine. But say that first time, that first payday rolls by, do you say something that day, or do you wait and let them come to you? Like, how do you bring that up if they don't pay you that initially? What you say?
It depends.
Yeah.
For me, it depends. It depends on the situation that I'm in, just like Faith mentioned earlier. If, you know, there's check-to-check living, or you couldn't really afford to loan it to begin with, then,
right.
you know, you might need to mention it, and depending on what your, you know, the time frame is that you're working with for whatever you need the money back for. Now, if I got it and, you know, it's just a little drop in the bucket, I might let it go.
Yeah, and that's whatever. Days. Yeah, I'm not expecting
yeah.
it back. That's what I'm saying.
But then it depends on your attitude, too. Like, I can't let the pay week go by and you went and bought, you know, two pairs
exactly.
of New Jordans
exactly.
that just came out and the new ones that's about to come out that you got a plug on, you know what I'm saying, that you got before everybody else. That can't
exactly.
happen.
Exactly. Yeah, don't come back with no trues. I don't want to see no new
right.
trues on you, son.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying?
A new bag. A new bag.
Don't come
exactly.
back. Well, don't come back to the crib with that, being that you're talking about you ain't got it. I don't understand
See?
That language right there, man. I don't understand that.
You
got to be clear to me.
Right.
Yeah.
Just like one of our Facebook people, Alex Oates, he says, first of all, a man shouldn't ask a woman for money. He gets that. But a woman might see a scenario where she can help. And she's got it, and she should help. Women always claim getting money and independence. Where is it? What's the difference between dating short-term or long-term? It's the same thing. If
no.
you get money walking around with $2,500 bags and brand-new cars, what's $100? But as always, women be fronting. Either you getting money or you not. If you getting money, spend some. I don't want any money for a bill. When you shop and pick me up a little something like some jeans, a belt, a nice sweater.
Okay, 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 yeah, 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 right, yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, while we let
Hell
you guys...
yeah, that's what I'm talking about, son.
I know, that's like, you are all for it, huh?
No, I'm just saying, I mean, that's real talk coming. I mean, you got to understand, that's a man's perspective. Y'all not going to understand that because y'all are always used to getting catered to. Whether you believe it or not, it is, you know, it is a societal balance that caters to the women. It's just, that's just how it is. No getting around it. Okay? And that's going to be, that's the eternal, that's the ebb and flow of it. Cater to you so we can try to, you know, gain your favor. That's the ebb and flow. So let's not try to gloss over that. Can't do that.
No,
so,
I'm
yeah,
trying to gloss over
like,
it.
I feel homeboy on his stance on that because that's a, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I think every man feels like that. You know what I'm saying? If you get money check and you got it, you know, flex your muscles. You want me to do it? Why don't you do it? See what you got.
Well,
see what you made of.
That's probably so, but let's just also recognize that not all women are, what did you say it's called? The what effect? What is it?
The get money girls?
No. What's your the ebb, what's the word he was trying to get us to?
The ebb and flow?
There you go. Yeah, all women aren't touched by that, if that's what it is, as far as them being catered to or expecting to be catered to, because there are some out there that, you know, either did not experience that or that's not what they're accustomed to simply because they've been raised in a way to be able to just get it themselves. So they're not going to wait for a dude to give it to them. So
no.
It might not be a situation where she's going to ask, period, for anything, whether it's...
Yeah, finish your point.
Okay, whether it's clothing, whether it's a loan, whether it's, you know, money to get her hair done, money for a bag, she wants to go shopping, she might not ask for those things.
I think you're missing my point. I understand exactly where you're coming from. If a girl isn't raised to ask a dude or expect a dude to do nothing for her, she's not going to be like that. That does not stop the man from trying to cater to the woman, is what I'm trying to tell you. Whether you're raised to accept it or not, or do for yourself or not, does not stop a man's thinking. A majority of men... heterosexual men out there that are trying to find that, you know, in the service of being charming to women. They're just some guys out there just charming the women. They don't want nothing from them. They just like to make them smile. And that's what I'm saying the ebb and flow is. That's the way the mentality of the population is, regardless of the upbringing and the value system of the said female. You know what I'm saying? For all we know, the female could be gay and like women. She's still going to get catered to by men until they find out that she doesn't like men.
So what? And on that note...
I'm serious,
so
though.
And you're dead. You know what? You're dead on, though. And I was just going to give some I was reading, like, in the Huffington Post, like, when I was, you know, getting ready for this show. There was a Kansas State University researcher who did a study called Examining the Relationship Between Financial Issues and Divorce. And they did, like, a long-time study of about 4,500 couples. And they said that what they concluded was that the arguments over money were longer and, you know, pretty much that determined whether they were going to have, you know, like marital disagreements. Like, it's more like if you have money issues or argue over money early in your relationship, that, you know, that's kind of a precursor for divorce.
The writing is on the wall. I tell it to people all the time, not to digress from your point, but I tell people that all the time. The writing is on the wall before you say I do. All the time. All the time. It's just up to you if you're going to read it. Look ahead, though.
I can't say I don't agree with that either. That's true.
I mean, a lot of
times. Every time.
Yeah, because the thing is that, and you know what, and it doesn't even matter whether it's the woman or the man that makes the most money. You know, it can really, I guess if one person's freedoms are infringed upon because someone else isn't good with money, it becomes an issue. You know, like, okay, I've seen where, you know, like some households may have, you know, their own account, like the woman have her own account, the man have his own account, but then they have a joint account for bills, and, you know, maybe
as it should be.
The woman is putting her money in, and let's say the husband, you know, always comes up short because of, like you were saying, like you guys were saying, like buying, you know, some new trues or, you know, he went to go get a new system for his car, but so that cut into
or some damn phone posits.
Right, like,
yeah, and I'm telling on myself right there. You have an addiction to phone posits. I'm sorry, America.
No, that was an admission of guilt.
Yeah, it is. It is. I'm telling on myself. I sometimes
no,
get caught up by that.
That's funny.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You know,
finish your point, though.
Well, no, that's as far as I was going to go on that at this moment. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break, give you all a little bit of some Meek Mill. You know, I really rock with that young man right there. But I'm going to give you all some Meek Mill, some I'll Be On That, and we'll come back and finish this discussion on this Money Monday, talking about if you should loan your significant other money or not. I don't know. Call in 917-889-3926. Game
on
Radio Live.
The strippers running to the pole when we back in. Off go, Trinidad, James on my ass.
It's me, yo. It's me, yo. Walk up in the center, I'm pushing up and I leave. I be on that.
I be on that.
I be on that.
Okay, I walk up in it, I fuck, stop, then I leave.
leave, ho. Cuban on my collar, that's a Rolex on my sleeve, ho. They be swagger jacket, taking south, please, ho. I poop and I heave, ho. Kill that dish, now grieve, ho. And don't expect no gifts tomorrow. This ain't Christmas Eve, ho. I tell her like them pimps, we gon' get rich, you just believe, ho. I make them gator bag, them men coach a pet peeve, ho. I guess that's just me, ho. Asian chick named me, ho. Do her dish, do my beef. Then you come do me, ho. I be on that, represent where you born at.
Where you born at?
Real niggas can't beat them, gotta join that.
Gotta join that.
Where my joint at?
Take the trash out. MCs is whack, couldn't last the last drop. Walk in the spot, just get your ass out. No titty boy, up until they pass out. Then cash out. Hell, we've killer. Do you know how many tracks I done snatched out? Whoa, Kimo Sabe, she looked like Taraji. Make me say, oh Lord, like it was Sunday. A house for rent with no credit check. In my mind, I'm thinking we done found another trap. Put the burglar bars up with the night vision. I got the NBA swag for the white chips. Four white furs, niggas his and hers. Had to leave the Hawks game and go sell a bird. That's that money ish, and I expect the turd. Word to the motherfucker that be selling serve. I'm about to slow this shit down and park it on the curb. And take the girl that I'm with and fuck up on a purse. Yeah. And now she got that money back. If she don't do what I like, I want my money back. Insomniac rap she can't sleep on. I take her out to dinner so I can get my E on. We on, doing this in street on. Going down hills like I got me up in skis on. Icy, Freon. Flying this shit on niggas like a pigeon.
not like the rest of them, baby. I love you. You do something for me, baby. I love you. You know, like, say you go to the store for me or something small like that, huh? Go get me something to eat, just be there for me. I love you, baby.
Oh, you nasty boy.
I'm saying you just down for my mood, you feel me? You down for what I'm down for. I love you, baby. I ain't like these all them shit in front, and I feel like life too short.
BM Hyman Radio, we are that crew, that team, that network. It is 10:07 p.m. here on the East Coast, and it is 10:07 a.m. in Sochi, Russia, where our Winter Olympians are still grinding it out. I want to say that we are third in the medal count, so good luck to all of those who are still over there in the fight for those gold medals. Congratulations to the American hockey team for beating Russia the other night. That was big. That was awesome. And, of course, there's going to be some sort of controversy behind the win. But, you know, you'll have to go back and check out the footage or look it up on your local news website. But there was an issue with the call of where the puck got stuck, and it didn't really look like it went over the line into a scoring position. But from the angle I saw it, it looked like it went in there. So go USA. We're going to get back to our topic tonight. Joining me, Save James, Madam CeeLo Boston. General T.M. Hyman is en route, traveling back from Virginia. So safe travels, my friend, my brother. Our topic tonight is whether you should loan money to your significant other. Going to get back to our Facebook comments, and I'm sure this one will spark a little bit of communication upload. Earl Brooks, excuse me, comments that, and I like his formatting of words. He says, y'all will give a Leroy some behind, we'll say, on the first date, but won't give him $100 6 months into the relationship. So,
what's a Leroy?
And that, I mean, a Negro, a ninja, you know, another word for,
yeah. It's like Leroy. I was like, what
the heck? Yeah.
Okay. I'm tracking now, yes.
So what do you think about that there, Save? Do you believe that, too? That's true?
I believe it is. I mean, because, you know, and again, shout out to all the one-night stand chicks that's out there. You know, you made somebody's night memorable. You know, I'm gonna talk about that later. I'm gonna talk about them a little bit later. But you know, I mean, and that's the truth, though. You know, the treasure, night one, and you know, y'all still, you know, messing around 6 months later. You should know most of his character by now. You know if he's worth the honey cash or whatever or not. If he wasn't worth the honey cash, you stop giving him. Stop giving them the goods altogether. You know what I mean? So.
I mean, but do you think that's the perspective of a younger woman or of an older woman?
I'm definitely a younger woman. Because I've learned this in my wisdom, that once a woman gets past 30, that's really the mark. That's like the mark. But if they don't have this thinking by 30, it'll be close unless they're like totally detached from reality. After a while, they don't want all of the glistening glamour of anything like that. They just, you know, they know what they want. They want what they want, and they go after what they want. And if it's not that, then, you know, they'll do their best not to settle. But it depends on their situation. If the clock is ticking, they just might, just to get some stuff done. But, you know, we're not going to go into that. But,
Time. Look,
that's a whole topic for another day. That's a topic for a whole another day. You know, I'll say yes. It's more young girl mentality.
Okay. Well, another comment coming from a male. He says that a woman instantly arrives at the conclusion the very moment she first looks at you, from the soles of your shoes to the grooming of your face. She secretly and discreetly makes the call internally whether you can get it or not within herself. So that is an on-the-spot observation, not a two-day observation. And every man in college isn't looking to add notches to his belt sexually. He's actually responding to a prior comment where it says college girls are looking for husbands and a lifelong partner. Boys in college are looking at numbers to take, you know, like that. So,
not all of them.
And true.
Not all of them.
True. And he goes on to say, normally he's motivated and purpose-driven, so emotionally what makes women mature before men is because they were created by love. They were created to love by nature, to give
Absolutely.
By nature, to share by nature.
Absolutely.
But the man has a different set of early maturity skills, and he means that he means a man, not a male. The man knows not to put passion before principle. The man's logic complements the beauty of a woman's emotion, and both of these characteristics are meant to complement one another beautifully between a man and a woman. And I think he said that very well.
Very good. Very well put. Very well put.
However, how true is it in real life? Because that saying, and I agree to a point, only to say that the stark difference that I see, I guess I kind of like hit the wall when he said the college girls are looking for husbands and, you know, the college boys. Oh, I think that was a woman's comment. That college boys.
No, that was a guy. That was actually
that was
a male comment. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't agree with that all the way either.
Right. I don't agree with that because I'm going to say that now, yes, women are traditionally raised to go after and for a husband. Men, on the other hand, are not raised to, you know, go after a wife. You know what I'm saying? So,
I beg to differ.
This is from my perspective, from what I've seen, you know, because of the simple fact, I will say that I do not have a plethora of a marriage examples in my life. So, there was no, like, you know, one relationship that I could look at and say, oh, that's a solid marriage or that's what marriage should be or any of that, you know. And from the households that I've seen and been in, the women were raised to take care of, you know, cook and clean and, you know, X, Y, Z. The men weren't raised to do that, to take
care
of.
You raised yourself, wasn't you?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe geographically, culturally different.
But see, I was also raised by six, you know, people. So it's like,
Were they all in the South? Were they all in the South?
They were all from different places. Two were from up north, two were from down south, and two were from overseas. So,
well, whatever the case may be, I mean, I think that's demographically changes. I mean, not saying that somewhere most women aren't raised with those, not saying women aren't raised with those characteristics and those traits. How it's translated, I think, may differ upon the geographical location of where you at. I know some girls
Correct.
From the South that's raised like that, and I know some girls from the North that are like that but are raised to put that out there as the label, you know, not the label, but as the, you know, the category to be put in. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like,
yeah,
you know, and I think that the more in the city that you are versus the more rural setting, and like I said, there could be an inner city inside a rural setting, so that the mindset may not shift because
right.
of that. You know what I'm saying? So it's all in. I think it's geographically, it shifts. You're not going to find a big city girl that has that kind of, you know, for lack of a better term, docile thinking when it comes to catering, you know, to their their significant other.
Right. I mean, I've had women, and more so Southern women in the past, you know, pretty much, yeah, like beat me down because of not, you know, making a man's plate or, you know, not, you know, making sure that, yeah, that whatever he needs, he has, and, like, no, you're supposed to do this. You're supposed to do this for me. I'm like, don't know nothing about that. My father cleaned and cooked and did that. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't know, like, okay, where a man doesn't do anything and they just sit there while you just hand and foot them, you know? So, you know, it's a different perspective, you know.
And just to throw a little spur in the conversation, I think, and I've met a lot of women from different parts of the country, and I think the region that may have like a really good blend of like the southern hospitality with the inner city mind. I wouldn't say it wouldn't necessarily be north, but I'd say a lot of like people like in the Midwest, because you got to remember a lot of blacks from the south try to go west, but couldn't go that far. So you're talking the Chicago's, the St. Louis's, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like I see, because I know a lot of people from that area, or I have a good mix of people, friends from that area. And they all, like those women all exhibit the same kind of quality. Like they'll take care of their man. But they ain't nobody's punk at the same, or nobody's fool at the same time. You know what I'm saying? So I see a lot of that out there in that the Midwest, Detroit. You know what I'm saying? Those Midwest big cities like that or whatever. I do see a lot of that out there. So I don't know. It's an interesting dynamic. Interesting dynamic, I think.
Yes, it is. And if you're just joining us and trying to figure out what dynamic we're speaking of, we're just talking about the difference in like the demographics of like how people are raised and how that really does, it does like play a part into who you become as an adult. It plays a part into whether you will loan your significant other money or not, you know, because if you come from a giving family, you may be more apt to, you know, shell out that dough. Or, you know, if you come from more meager settings, you may not be as easy to shell out the dough. So, I mean, you know.
Meager, that's the word I was thinking of, too.
Oh, there you go.
Look at that.
Around here, boys. Well, look, we're going to be in, is it time to take a break? Yeah. It's 10:17. Yeah, it's 10:17 over here where I am in Charlotte, North Carolina, and you are listening to the team, TM Hyman Radio Network, that my man Faith over there, and got Hot Chocolate over there, and Madam Boston, right here. And I'm going to give you all some Swiss beats. Get your hands up. Get y'all amped up before the end of the show. We got 40 minutes left. Rock with us. TM Hyman Radio Live.
Woo! All they talk about is dollars.
Damn.
You ain't talking to man, holla. Two doors in the air. And if you're celebrating, put your cups in the air.
Let me see your hands up one time. Let me see ya, let me see your hands up one time. Let me see ya, let me see your
real. Your girl is my biggest fan. Windmill. Lil Tunchin is by my skateboard. I jack a queen. I don't play cards.
Let me
see
your
hands up like a, you know, in your face. Give me her combination. I'ma put my tongue in her safe. And if the time is wasted, I'ma clean it up like a maid. Make your woman ill safe. Weezy F is a grave. Sweating me like they've been in the desert for days. They say the best kept secret is kept in the grave. New coupe is a dog, no roof on it. Diamond sparkle in my mouth, Bluetooth, homie. Yeah, to say the least, Swiss's beat is a beast. And my homies got that work, they're leashing them keys. Hands up in the air, like we don't care. And that truck fish,
all we wear.
All
they talk about is dollars.
Damn.
You ain't talking to man, holler. Dogs in the air, and if you're celebrating, put your cups in the air.
Let me see your hands up one time. Let me see ya, let me see your hands up one time. Let me see ya, let me see your hands up, hands up, hands up. Let me see ya.
Yo, pass that crown to the real queen. You know the girl get it poppin' like a pill fiend. I got little bunny rabbits in my backyard. So fuck a funny style fraud tryna act hard. You my son, no daddy, you a bastard. Plus you got mad miles on your verge card. Nah, I can't work with none of them. They talk slick, then wonder why I be sunning them. I said, I'm a mogul, yes, I am global. I don't do burns, but yes, I am noble. Every interview, yes, I am their focal point. But I don't give a boink. Ain't going nowhere like horses in a stable. I'm in the mansion, flossing, clicking cable. Now with my bad, we're pretty James.
All I
poke that all ass and let them change.
All they talk about is dollars.
Damn.
You ain't talking to man, holla. Two
dogs in the air. And if you're celebrating, put your cups in the air.
Let me see your hands up one time. Let me see your, let me see your hands up one time. Let me see your, let me see your hands up, hands up, hands up. Let me see your hands up, hands up,
hands up. Shout it like a Navajo, she looking half Cherokee. Roll down on her when I used to have a Cherokee. Now it's Bugatti, haters keep getting body. Talking can't breathe, hoodlums all in your lobby. I can tell by your shoes that your ponytail new. Tell how you move, I see your summer jam too. Tell by the jewels, I'm a 100 grand dude. Really a lot more, I'm talking Channel 4 News. Like how they better duck, bulletproof in the truck. Crossing the prize circle, these ran out of luck. Riding in the road till you know it's that done. New crib looking like Kim.com.
All they talk about is dollars.
Damn.
You ain't talking to man, holla.
Two dogs in the air. And if you're celebrating, put your cups in the air.
About it whenever, whatever. I'm smoking on strong, this is that steroid era. Got my leather on, looking like Thunderdome. I got your girl at home, she got that Thunderdome. Let me see you touch the clouds, we can shut it down. From the dirty south, muzzle on my mouth. Roof. I'm a dog, I admit it. I pick your girl up like it's a calisthenic wall. If she throw it at me, I'ma catch it. Let me see you press your weave if you wreck. I see you do your thing when you're dancing. Now let
all
me see you do your thing on the mattress.
All they talk about is dollars.
Damn.
You ain't talking to the man, holla.
Two dogs in the air. And if you're celebrating, put your cups in the air.
Let me see your hands up one time. Let me see your, let me see your hands up one time. Let me see your, let me see your hands up, hands up, hands up. Let me see your hands up, hands up, hands up.
All they talk about is dollars.
Damn.
You ain't talking to the man, holla.
I'd like to thank the judges for picking me, my parents who I love. I love you, Houston.
I'm haunting you, you must be haunting me.
It's where we go. It's where we'll be. I know if I'm on to you, I'm on to you. On to you, you must be on to me.
Your girl Toya, and you are tuned into TM Hyman Radio. Don't you dare move. Real talk, real people, real times. TM Hyman Radio.
Yo, son, that song right there, dude, on everything. I think I was having an out of body experience while that song was playing. But I really feel like I was on LSD, listening to that song, B. Like, yeah, I didn't know whether it was. Yo, I didn't know whether it was like, you know, if I was supposed to break dance at first, and then it's like, you know, I could go eat ice cream to this music. I see ice cream parlors.
That fool.
Then I see a pig's head doused in blood. It's like, yo, what the hell did I just take? What did I just take? Why didn't tell me it was going to react like this? This isn't fair.
That was very
that
dark.
Song was, that song was out there, son. It's out there. I mean,
okay,
you know,
so,
at the end of it, it turns into Baltimore club music. I'm going to get back to Hammerjack, 1997. That's not Baltimore. Talk Christ in the house, oh my God.
You know what I'm saying? I'm so done with you right now. Wow.
Son, I don't know where to go with that song. The joint was dope, but I mean, hey, it took me on a ride that I might want to take again. And that's a scary
I agree. It was very strange. It was very strange for a Beyonce tune. It just, you never knew what direction it was going to go in for me. That's why I agree with you.
There was like three songs. There was like three different songs mixed in one. Like,
it was very weird.
Yo, this DJ is nice.
Yo, I've tried to tell you that you are not the only person who said that to me. And you know what? That's exactly how I felt about that Rick Ross song, that one at the end. It's like, yo, I want to jump.
Wait, Devil's a Lie? Nah, that ain't that bad. That, You just really, all that is, that's a sample slowdown. That's lightweight. You could figure that out. Nobody can figure out the pattern in this the first time hearing this. No way.
No way. Look, somebody asked me, they were like, yo, did you make that? You know, because I'm doing mixes. And I was like, no, I didn't make that. I was like, that first. She did that. I didn't do that.
Wow.
Because, you know, I put all kinds of music together. I did not do that, though.
That was very abstract.
What was that called?
It's called Haunted by Beyonce. Haunted.
Clearly.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Word. I never listened to that song high. Whoever's listening to this, you will not come out of that okay.
Not that the high thing is condoned, but you know.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, if you do what you do, America, but you know, at the end of the day, if that's your guilty pleasure or that's just your pleasure, leave that skip straight over that song.
I'm so done right now. 10:32 p.m. Our topic tonight is whether you should loan your significant other money. Interesting.
Do you think Beyonce let Jay-Z borrow money to buy the basketball team?
Probably.
Please. That dude been spending money even good since '88. You heard him.
Why not?
Exactly.
Listen, and even if he needed another $50 million, I'm sure she had it for him.
Easy.
Oh, hell,
if
I had 50 mil, I'd
get
it to him.
I'm sure she had.
I mean, Not
the money.
No, I don't think that was an issue anyway.
It probably wasn't. But interestingly enough, the heat of this conversation in this thread happens to be between two gentlemen, one who kind of agrees that you should and one that kind of agrees that you shouldn't. And it kind of gets to a point where, you know, the machismo thing comes up and one kind of makes the comment to the other that he's putting on for the ladies on the thread that that's not really how he feels as far as, yes, he thinks it's okay. He did, you know, mention a lot of words like passion and emotion and, you know, those things that are meant to complement, you know, men and women are the beautiful things between men and women. So, you know, of course, not of course, but that is generally something that would appeal to the ladies. So I can kind of see where, you know, the other guy might challenge that. And that fool said trolling.
He trolled his Facebook content for ladies. Let me see which one. Because it blocked me. Yeah. I'm into all your emotions and how you feel and think and look, all the key words.
That might generally how that man feels. Cut it out, man. Stop it. Anywho, he's actually accused of, you know, trying to win some type of award.
Crazy.
I'll pay for the first two dinners. You get the next movie and popcorn. Yeah.
Well, what he says is a woman will spend a fortune to have her soul captivated, to her heart handled with extreme care, to have her mind taken places that her heart could only dream of, to see a man skillfully sharpening his listening tools, to show that if he can openly love God, then how fiercely can he love you, to help with the transition from what the girl wants to what the woman needs. And at the other young man who was making the comments, if his reward, already comes in the I have a wife, so he has nothing to prove, but to have wisdom to share all day, he just calls a spade, so he says. And that's how he was raised. Oh, the ladies on the feed went crazy. Applause to him. That's right. He's absolutely right, period. You know.
Ain't nothing like having ladies at your back, boy. Ain't nothing like it.
Hey,
said
I
inbox picture. Wow.
Inbox.
Hey, you know what they say. See a broad to get that booty ackle. Lay it down. Lay it smack down. Smack on that. Oh, got to be. You know? Shit.
Yeah, right. So.
Oh, got to be.
I mean, but like I said, again, it is interesting to have two gentlemen going back and forth on the point as opposed to, you know, the ladies. I mean, only maybe one or two, really three, have commented, and, you know, they're kind of all in agreement to some degree as far as you should do it, but he should be on a certain level with you, not just, you know, of course, someone that you're just meeting. But, you know, if y'all have a little bit of an investment made, then there's nothing wrong with a woman doing that. The way that they put it is if he's boyfriend, serious boyfriend, or potential husband material, then they have no problem with it.
I could dig it.
Okay. I can dig that too. I want to add a little spin to it and see how y'all feel about this, because we only got 20 minutes left, so I want to see how y'all do this, right? Okay. So say you're in a relationship. All right, we got and already had the money conversation. Everything seems cool. And they get locked up for something stupid. And they ask to borrow the money to get them out. Do you get them out?
Case by case, man. Case sensitive. That's all I can say. There's no right or wrong answer to it. You can say, you can argue point no and why. But, of course, you want to get your man out. But like I said, it's, you know, it's sometimes I've been in some, I've not been in a situation, but I know some people be in some situations that, depending on what they did, they surely didn't show up for them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I've seen it happen both ways. You know what I'm saying? There's two sides of every story. Of course, you're going to take your man's side or whatever. There's two sides of every
right.
story. And, you
okay.
know, it's all interpretation. So it's like, depending on what went on or whatever, I don't agree with it. Of course, you're going to be there for your man, get him out, regardless of what he did, talk to him about it later. But if you're going to hold
right.
that against him, it better be for some good damn reason. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Right. Now, before you give your input, Hot Chocolate, we do have a caller on, so I'm going to bring the caller on and get their point of view. Caller, you are live with T.M. Hyman.
Okay.
What's your name, and where are you calling from?
My name is Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hey.
It's happening.
Okay.
What's up, Joe?
Now, your show's about should you loan your significant other money. I would say yes, but it does cause problems, right? So I would have a disclaimer. I would say, honey, if you want to borrow $400 from me, there's no problem, but what have you got for collateral, just in case? If she wants you to trust her, then have her trust the man.
Now, what part of relationship is this, bro? Is this how long have they been seeing each other?
Well, they're just getting into it. In other words, they've been dating, now they want to actually become a couple. So they haven't known each other that long. They haven't had the kind of experiences in order to find out if they should really trust one another. So
right.
So this would theoretically like be the test to see if you can go to the next level.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
That's what I was talking about earlier. See what I'm saying? People think like that, man.
That's true.
And see, true enough. Okay, so we have somebody that agrees with you in that, right. And, like, I see, to answer that question, let's see. So to have the person give up collateral, let's see, what,
Why not?
But,
I mean, if she's going to ask
you. Would you think it's fair collateral?
Very good question. For me, it would be at minimum 2 to 3 times what the loan is. So if you want to borrow
okay.
$500 from me, you can give up $1,000 to $1,500 because if you...
But see, I'm not
you
mad at him.
You got some major points over there, bro.
No, I'm not even mad at
nothing.
That. I'm not even mad at that because just like the young lady said in the post earlier, she loaned the guy the money for his cable bill, and I forgot how much she said that it was, but she took collateral in the form of a DVD player in his favorite Eagles jersey.
He didn't give her
her money back, so she kept the collateral.
Why not?
I mean, I respect it. I don't have to agree with it. I respect it. That's what's up. I mean, that's how you roll. Hey, I can't say nothing to that. That's your rules. I got to play by them if I want to play your game.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's not a crime to ask somebody for money. I mean, sometimes we all get in situations where you need money. So you're going to go to somebody that you truly care about. Hopefully they care about you. But the thing is, there's a switch that's always turned. You give somebody your money, they think it's their money now.
Right.
True.
See, that's
and they come back with the new phone posits of the Jordans and feel like they don't have to take
your
money.
Hey, you leave phone posits alone. Leave the phone posits alone.
I'm just saying.
Okay, all I know is, that should be your collateral if you need to borrow some money from your wife. You need to give up the phone posit.
Well, now you're talking about your wife now, wives and husbands now. They should have had a history of loaning each other money and paying each other back. Now, there's not a, you know, there's, you can, you know, sometimes people recommend that if you're going to loan money to your family, don't loan it, give it, because you don't want to cause any kind of family situation.
Exactly.
But me, I'm not like that. If you want to borrow money from me, you're paying me back. And I'm not going to worry about whether or not you're paying me back, because you're giving up collateral.
You know something. Right.
Yo, I wish I was a truck horn. I will blare that joint like 5 times. Wah, wah, wah. Yeah. That man said, not me.
No, and if you want, and if I have to borrow money from you, and if you want collateral from me, it's the same thing. I will give you the collateral.
But
where are you calling from?
Montana.
Montana. Shout out to our Montana listeners.
Shout out to Montana. They tune in everywhere.
Joe been rocking with us for a minute, though. I remember Joe. Yes. I
came on the show before?
Yes, sir. You
I did? Okay.
Yeah. It was about last year. Yeah. It was about politics.
Oh, well, yeah, that's me.
Yeah. I remember you. I mean,
politics and relationships. That's what I like. Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm trying to tell you, that's what we talk about. So, look, we got like 16 minutes left in the show. I want everybody who's been listening, I see you guys out there, thank you. And this has been an interesting conversation. We have heard so many perspectives, from, you know, like Joe said, giving up collateral if you want to borrow some money. You're not walking away with his.
Not my money.
I never thought to ask for collateral from like a family friend. I just never thought of that. Why? I haven't decided, besides you.
Why not?
Why not?
If you two are tight, if you two share the same kind of values, there shouldn't be anybody who should be upset over that. Okay? Yeah, somebody's going to think, well, maybe you don't trust me. But there's a history, not just in any random family. There's a history where money causes conflict. Okay?
Yes.
So in order to make sure that to avoid conflict, and if there is conflict that's going to come up, it's not going to be on me.
And true enough. Okay, so I'm going to pose this last question to you, Joe, because I have seen in occasions where their couple is husband and wife, and they borrow money from each other, and I mean, in small as cell phone bills, you know, personal bills and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's fair in a marriage, though, to borrow from your spouse?
To borrow, yes. Everybody's money is their particular money. They worked for it. Everybody is an individual within a couple, within a relationship. If they say, honey, can I borrow it, that means I'm going to pay it back. Be true to your word. His money is not your money. Her money is not his money. You want to share, that's one thing. But if you're going to borrow, pay it back.
So would you consider, if your old lady came, you asked you for money for the cell phone bill, would you consider that giving her money for it or her borrow money for it?
If she wants to borrow money, then she has to pay it back. Now, if she says, I need money for the phone bill is like $100 or something like that, I just might give it to her.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So check this out. This is what we're going to do. Yeah, we're going to take a break real quick, and we're going to come right back. If our caller wants to hang out with us a little bit more,
yeah,
that's
good
with
me.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll say no more. So we're going to take a break real quick, and we're going to come right back. And I may have a different question to pose, but we'll see how the thing has legs. So, Team Hollow Radio, we back, y'all. We gonna come right back and finish this thing out the right way. I'll let y'all know.
Money Monday.
To all the low riders, the big riders. Hold up. What happened in the car, yo?
Truck, butter sauce seat, 4-point something with a low ride something. Ain't nothing better than a ride out the hood with it. Who looking better and damn you looking good in it. Take a chance with it and a choice ride. Listen to the CDs I play inside.
chillin' in Biggie. And when the evening is over, love, gonna find a nice spot for the rover, love. Do things to make the man in the moon blush. My mind race, but I tell my waist, don't rush. Use the upper echelon piece, so when you find it's a stash and you don't freak. You wanna nibble on it, yeah. And do all the things that make a wanna get near. Oh, I'm a Queens representative. Get wild by any means, my incentive is. When we done, I start it up again and ride around with you, cause you my special friend,
Me and you, I think we should ride. Come on, come on, come on.
When we take it out and spin it, the back seat is the canvas we paint and on. Abstracted work we create and on. The TV's in the back in the dash too. Got Miss Napkins and Bamboo. Don't worry, the 10 past the legal ones. Outcast banging loud in my eardrum. The way the wheels spin, cutting through the still wind. Outsiders looking in with the ill grin. Fuel injected, brand new inspected. Emissions got tested, details perfected. Got the armor all touched, empty out the dust. No tobacco spilling on my rug clutch. Kick off your shoes, show off your pedicure. Shake off the blues, we all for getting more. More of that thing, stuff that brings ecstasy, making you cling. A little harder than your average hug or grab. Lady, tell me this is better than taking the cab. And when you bounce, tell all your girls. You rode around hot wheeling, drinking no Earl. Vacationing, be up my V8. Just one night we drive and we escape.
Me and you, I think we should ride.
Chocolate out there in Plant City. Got my man representing B. Save. And we have our...
Not representing that. I'm representing New York. I live out here. Remember that.
Oh, Lord.
Just remember that.
However, Joe is representing Montana, though. So that I'm clear on.
Well, I don't know about that either. Okay.
Oh, see.
Right.
Okay. Where your flag, Ben?
There we go.
Okay, fine.
So what was the other question you wanted to ask me a question, right?
I wanted to. I think I was asking about. No, I thought I did ask you a question about the the husband and wife borrowing from each other.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you missed that already. But I was getting some divorce study statistics earlier in the show, that stated that normally if you have money, arguments in the beginning of the relationship, 9 times out of 10, you are going to end up in divorce. And what's funny is that a lot of times people think that, I guess when you're growing up, you think that love can conquer all. But then when you realize, love doesn't pay the electricity bill, love doesn't buy food,
I don't think it's about money. A lot of divorces They state it's about money. The women say, well, okay, he became unemployed and he's not looking for a job, something like that. But it's not really that. It's not about money. If you're married, you're supposed to stick it out through thick and thin. It's about loss of status. But when a man loses his job, he has come down off the pedestal which the woman has put him on. Women marry up. They want a man to protect and provide, and they want a man to have control of the finances, and they want a man who has more money coming in. Now, if the man who has been put up on that pedestal has now fallen off the pedestal, she looks at him as, that's not the man I marry. It is the man you marry. You're supposed to stick it out through thick and thin with him. Now, if he's a deadbeat, it's one thing. But in today's economy, if the man can't find a job, then he just can't find a job. There are plenty of good people out here who have PhDs who are driving cabs. You're supposed to stick it out. So to me, in my opinion, it's not about money. It's about the romantic expectation that has been that hasn't been met. It's about disappointment, and it's an irrational disappointment. You rarely will hear men say, well, she lost a job, and she's not providing for the marriage the way that you know she should, and I want to divorce her. If a guy said that, everybody would say, are you crazy? Right?
Right.
But a woman, yeah. But a woman can do it. So to me, it's not about money. It's about, again, the loss of stature.
Yeah,
that's a good point. That's a great point. It's a great point, and I can kind of concur with that because I was in a long-term relationship with a girl at one point, and she was moving ahead in her career. Like, you know, she was like basically 2 years ahead of me academically. I met her as a freshman in college. She was a junior already, and I stayed with her till she graduated and got hired to a job making big money back in 98 in the South. You know what I'm saying? So her career was moving forward. Went to grad school, got another position, made more money, and I'm still in college. You know what I'm saying? So I understand that the disappointment that I can't meet her where she wants to be met, I guess, emotionally for the most part. And that translates into something and some other kind of disgust that they find to lay on it. So I understand exactly where he's coming from with that. And that's a very good point he's making.
Not only that, not only because you're talking about empirical evidence, your own experiences, but a couple of weeks ago, maybe about 4 weeks ago now, there was a survey done, and the women who answered the survey, 75% of them said they would not date an unemployed guy. Now, you have to think about that. Men down through the decades have dated and married women who didn't have a dime in their pocket.
Absolutely.
But now women are saying, well, I'd like to be strong and independent. Well, sure, of course. Why not? But if you're making money, and if he's making less than you, who cares? If he's taking you out, who cares? And if you're strong and independent, then why can't you share the way that a man traditionally is shared with you? Why don't you, if you like him, spend some money on him every once in a while? If you're strong and independent and you don't need his money, then why does that money matter to you? Why does his status matter? So these are very intriguing questions that women should really ask themselves.
Intriguing and thought-provoking.
Right. Because I was going to ask, so, Joe, you don't think that women are raised to look toward marriage and men not?
No. Women are easily raised towards marriage. I mean, they've been indoctrinated with this marriage thing. But you can go on. See, a lot of men now are backing off. There is a woman author who's written a book that came out a couple months ago. It's about a lot of men. I don't know about a lot of men, but the trajectory is that a lot of men, or some men, are giving up on marriage. Now, there's a YouTube video. Now, you talk about indoctrination. I think it was done by John Stossel, where he went into a school, and I think it was a random school, and he has there on the video, he's talking to a bunch of second graders, and he's asking them, what kind of men do you think you would like to have as a future partner, as a husband? And he showed them pictures of a plumber and a rich guy. Something like 95% of the little girls, 7 years old, are picking the rich guy.
Preach! Preach!
All right. So even though there's the indoctrination nowadays, ever since the 70s, that women are strong and independent and they should, you know, go out and get your own, but why do they still need somebody who makes more money? If a woman's making $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year, and the guy's making $50,000, $40,000, $30,000, maybe even less than her, and she's not going to work towards him for his money, then what does it matter if he has any money or a lot of money?
Hell, you busting y'all down, right?
Well, it is definitely an interesting perspective, and unfortunately, we're going to have to end with that. Joe, thank you very, very much.
Okay.
I mean, listen, if not me, it's time. If we had more time, he could continue to comment, but unfortunately, we don't. Thank you again for calling in, Joe. We appreciate your perspective.
All right. Take it easy, guys. Bye-bye.
Yo, call back some more, Joe. I'm going to talk about something like
you're
this.
You're welcome
Wednesday,
anytime,
man.
Joe. Anytime.
Call back some more, man.
We'll be back on Wednesday for Hump Day Wednesday, Relationship Wednesday. We are that crew, that team, that network, TM Hyman Radio. The General, we miss you. Hope you get your safe travels on tonight. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate, Madam CeeLo Boston, Save James, Toya, Didi, Nokio. We'll see you on Wednesday. Good night.
Yo, T, we got you, man. Don't worry about it, man. You get there, when you get there, man.
No, whatever y'all do, do it well. Peace.
Talk radio show. Real talk radio show.